This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Springs today becomes the first city in the state to deploy a team of specially trained medics. They will provide blood to people critically injured in accidents before they get to the hospital. Dr. Matthew Angelidis is with the Colorado Springs Fire Department.
On average, once every 48 hours, a citizen in our city bleeds to death before they get to the hospital.
The program will use two specially equipped vehicles that will be dispatched automatically to certain types of accidents. Clear Creek County will launch a similar program soon. Graduates in mental health fields often face financial barriers to starting a career, and that's contributing to a shortage of workers. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports a new program is hoping to change that.
One study shows more than half of graduates with master's degrees in a mental health field like social work or adolescent counseling give up before getting a license. Securing the necessary supervised clinical hours for that license can cost candidates thousands of dollars. C. Blank, who has a double master's degree in divinity and social work, grew up in a low-income household.
I was not expecting a financial barrier for literally every single step.
But Blank is now part of a new collaborative between MSU Denver and Kaiser Permanente. It helps participants get clinical hours and pay for expensive books and licensure materials. The $4.2 million program hopes to serve more than 100 prospective licensed counselors in Colorado. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Some big weather so far this week. More than 500 flights in and out of Denver International Airport were delayed Tuesday as thunderstorms rolled through the area. Monday, it was hail on the eastern plains, damaging homes and cars. This is CPR News.